89. The day I followed Sam Young, the clouds raced across the sky while I waited in my truck, hidden by shade, watching both the front door and the still black surface of the trampoline. He left his house in a tweed suit, thermos in one hand, leather satchel in the other, got into his car and drove away. Something silver. I followed him all the way to Emerson, and then from a parking lot on foot to the Great Quad, into a brick building, up the stairs, along a corridor where I passed him as he stopped to unlock his office door. I read a book on a bench and waited, followed him to a raked hall and watched from the dark back row as he clicked through slides and gave a lecture on something I can't remember. It would be helpful if I could. It might lend a little weight here, a layer or two of meaning, the story of a great battle, perhaps. Maybe I should invent something. The barbarian invasions, the Crusades, the Inquisition, good and evil. Let Sam Young foreshadow his own fate. But these are not the lies I want to tell. I can't even remember what his specialty was. I was looking for something in him I couldn't have described then. It was some new version, a version we couldn't harm. He was a stodgy speaker. The lecture hall had no charge. There were no questions at the end. I followed him to a meeting and then later back to his office where he left the door open. I waited down the hall. Students stopped by. He was friendly and patient. There was warmth in his voice. They seemed to like him. When the hour was over, we went to a cafe at the Student Union building where he ate lunch with two men and a woman. I assumed they were professors. I was too far away to listen. He smiled a lot, and when he spoke, the others leaned forward. They laughed. He removed his jacket and hung it on the back of his chair. Although his hair had fallen across his forehead, he left it alone. I wasn't following orders. No one knew I was there. I hadn't been sent. It's that I wanted to see him in some other realm, with some other quality, or I wanted some further confirmation of his cruelty. I was there looking for one thing or another. Make him a man, or make him an object. But more the former. I was looking for...